This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT sets to strengthen SADC ties through strategic partnership with Lesotho's Agri-Tech Institute and Kuminyeni Uchumo Eskoleni Esinamagumbi Amahlanu. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Mangosuthu University of Technology is on the verge of a significant international breakthrough following a visit from Lesotho's Agri-Tech Institute. The meeting held on the 3rd of March between the Lesotho TEVT and MUT's Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences has paved the way for a formal memorandum of understanding that promises to bolster agricultural research and student mobility across borders. The partnership originated from a recent outreach mission by MUT's Department of Marketing and Communications to Lesotho. During the trip, led by Mbali Mkhize, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications, staff identified the Agri-Tech Institute of Lesotho in Leribe as a prime candidate for collaboration. Given the institute's specialized focus, the conversation naturally turned to MUT's Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences, which includes the Department of Agriculture. The team then invited the Agri-Tech Institution leadership to schedule a visit to MUT. As the university prepares to formalize the Memorandum of Understanding, the potential for shared knowledge and regional food security through improved agricultural education remains a priority. In other news, isibalo esiphezulu ngokweqile sabafundi nokungeneli kwamagumbi okufundela kwenza ukuthi uhlelo lokufundisa lungahambi ngendlela ejwayelekile nefanele esikoleni samabanga aphansi iKhulani Junior Primary emaphephetheni eNanda. Lokhu kudalulwe umthombo othembekile nowazi konke okwenzeka kulesi sikole, okuvele ukuthi sinamagumbi amahlanu okufundela ekubeni sigcina kwa-grade 4, okudala ukuthi kube nesinyokotho esingagculisi uma sekuyisikhathi sokufunda. Kubikwe nokuthi ngisho noma kunemhlangano yabazali kuphoqelekile ukuthi uthisha omkhulu afake itende elizokwanela bonke abazali ngenxa yokuthi amagumbi esikole ngeke abamumathe bonke njengoba lingekho futhi ihholo lokubhekelela izinhlelo ezinjalo. And finally, Dionne Warwick reveals final album, Duets, after 65 years in music. Six-time Grammy Award winner Dionne Warwick has announced a final studio album titled Duets. The album brings together several notable artists, including first-time collaborations with Sinéa Erivo and Diane Warren. The body of work is said to be produced by Warwick's son, Damon Elliott, and her manager. Billboard reported that Warwick penned all the songs for her upcoming album. Having been in the industry for 65 years, Warwick has built a catalogue of timeless classics and memorable collaborations with some of the most renowned songwriters and performers. The seasoned American singer has collaborated with legends such as Luther Vandross and Gladys Knight. Recapping your top stories this hour, MUT set to strengthen SADC ties through strategic partnership with Lesotho's Agri-Tech Institute and Kuminyeni Uchumo Esikoleni Esinamagumbi Amahlanu. I will be back with the news headlines at the half hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.